The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. Folks, listen. I have heard thousands of people speak in my lifetime, but I can only say on two or three occasions that I have heard someone that is absolutely jaw-dropping, spellbinding, and one of those individuals is David Barton. He is the founder of Wall Builders, and it's my privilege to welcome David to the program. David, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure, Bob. Thanks for having me. Good to be with you.
It is my pleasure. And it's great to have someone with unorthodox theories about the religious basis of the United States.
That's right.
Have you read your bio on Wikipedia?
You know, that's one of the funniest bios I've ever seen. they will not let anything be edited, even if we have, you know, hardcore facts, lawsuits, whatever. They are fixed on that page. I don't even like myself after I read myself on Wikipedia.
I just love that. It says, David Barton is an evangelical Christian political activist and author. He's the founder of Wall Builders that promotes unorthodox theories about the religious basis of the United States. Oh, David, I have heard you speak on several occasions, and there is nothing unorthodox about what you present. It is based solidly on fact and history. And before I go any further, I want to thank you for the incredible work that you have done in trying to maintain our heritage here in America. I want to thank you for that.
Well, I'm happy to try to maintain that unorthodox heritage, bro. You know, and this is the irony, because we have 120,000 actual documents from before 1812, and that's unorthodox. Oh, come on, guys. We got the largest private collection in America of founding era materials, and that makes it, which is just the irony of the, really, it's part of the battle we fight today, is we don't know much about who we used to be, so we kind of remake ourselves into things we've never been and claim that's what we were. So it is kind of a fun battle to be part of.
Well, something I've wanted to ask you after I've heard you speak, do you have a photographic memory?
I don't think so. I have to spend a lot of time on memorization work, but I go back to when I was in church, a younger kid, I started memorizing Bible verses and spent a good bit of time memorizing Bible verses. I just kind of think it's like working out any other muscle. I was an athlete, and if you work it out, you kind of get stronger. And so I think my memory has come from actually Bible memorization in the early days, and I'm able to remember things now, but I do have to go over it a lot and memorize it and get the dates right and the facts, et cetera.
Well, I am amazed every time I hear you speak, and I've done a lot of memorization in my life and a lot of biblical memorization as well, but I don't think my muscle works the same as yours does. Now, before we go any further, David is coming to Columbus this coming Friday night for the Ohio Christian Alliance Banquet. It's going to be at the Crown Plaza Columbus North at 7 p.m., and you can still register at ohioca.org, ohioca.org. And, David, we're just going to be thrilled to welcome you back to Buckeye Country. You going to wear a little scarlet and gray instead of that Texas stuff?
What are you doing, bro? I mean, when you die, you get to come to Texas. What are you talking about? Why would I give that up?
Well, I just want to warn you, if somebody goes, OH, you better know how to answer.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I better learn that real quick, man.
You speak so much, and I'm not sure that you really know what you're going to speak on this coming Friday. So I should have asked you that before. Do you know what you're going to be sharing this coming Friday at the banquet?
Yes, sir, I do. I get an opportunity to be with pastors earlier in the day, around lunchtime, And that's going to be a lot of fun. We do a lot of national polling, and just kind of seeing where the nation is, where we are as a nation, where leaders of faith are, where pastors are, what we can do and what can be done. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And then that evening at the banquet, it's really going to be kind of looking back to, we are a special nation, whether professors like it or not. I mean, statistically, we are. Why? How do we get here? What do we do to make sure we preserve that? We're seeing a lot of changes happen really quick nowadays, and they're not necessarily changes that are going to work, at least based on history. So I'll talk about some of that in the evening, kind of give a perspective on where we were and where we are.
Well, David, as I said, is a spellbinding speaker, and folks, I'm being serious. If you're within 500 miles of Columbus, you need to be at the banquet on Friday night to hear David Barton. Again, it's ohioca.org. It's Friday night, Crown Plaza, Columbus North, 7 p.m. Dave Yost, our wonderful Attorney General, is going to be there as well. I have the privilege of being the MC, but David Barton is going to be the keynote speaker that night, and you can still make your reservations at ohioca.org. David, when did you first get the bug for American history?
It was in professional life. I was a principal, school principal, was an educator. I taught math and science, coached basketball. I hated history all the way through youth and through high school and college. And when I was in education, I came across two really, really old documents that I had been taught about in school. And when I read the old documents, they were totally different than what I'd learned in school. Hmm. And that got me kind of scratching my head and saying, now, wait a minute, what else might be different? And so I started looking for old things. We found them. And, oh, my gosh, was it so much fun to see the old stuff, but it was not what I was being taught or had been taught. And so that's really what got me into it. So it was after I was out of college, out of school, I was a school principal, and that's really where it turned.
Well, I would be remiss in not giving you an opportunity quickly, because our time's just about gone, to tell us quickly about Wall Builders and how can our listeners learn more about the work of Wall Builders.
Yeah, Wall Builders is the name we take from the Bible book of Nehemiah, and it's the concept of restoring and rebuilding things that have been torn down, not counting the wall on the southern border. That's not the wall we built. But other than that, spiritual, religious, constitutional heritage. And so with the documents we have, so much on the website, we bring so much of that available and have so many good articles. And there's lots of artifacts that we have online there, and there's lots of works and materials that we produce that deal with the issues of the day. So I think folks will find a whole lot of help there if they go to wallbuilders.com.
Yeah, it is a wealth of information. I'm looking at the website right now, and it's very easy to navigate, very intuitive. You can check out David's schedule so that you can pray for him or go and see him and hear him. Initiatives, what they're doing. There's David's bio if you'd like to read that. It is filled with important information, and it's wallbuilders.com. wallbuilders.com. But again, I want to emphasize, you can hear David Barton in person this coming Friday night right here in Columbus at the Ohio Christian Alliance Banquet. It's at the Crown Plaza, Columbus North, 7 p.m., and you can register right now at ohioca.org, ohioca.org. And David, I just can't wait to hear you again, and we're just thrilled that you will be back in Columbus once again.
Looking forward to it, brother, and looking forward to being with you Friday night. God bless.
All right, you as well. David Barton with Wall Builders. Check it out, wallbuilders.com, and get your tickets for the banquet this coming Friday at ohioca.org. God bless you, Dave.
Bless you.
All right, Bobberty Live will return. Stay tuned.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. We just had the privilege of having David Barton on the air. Now I have the privilege of having Chris Long on the air, the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Chris, it looks like you're going to have quite an exciting event this coming Friday night.
Well, absolutely, Bob. We're looking forward to it. And, of course, we're looking forward to you being with us and being our MC again. And we so appreciate your service in that way, and it helps make the evening special. And, of course, we'll have Attorney General Dave Yost will be joining us. Also, State Senator Christina Rogner, who sponsored Ohio's heartbeat bill as she was the Senate sponsor, as it was SB 23, which was finally the vehicle after 8 years of attempts to get it through the legislature, was SB 23, her sponsored bill that became law and was signed by Governor DeWine, and we want to recognize her. She actually, when she served in the Ohio House, she was one of the 50 co-sponsors 8 years ago in its original introduction. So she's been a supporter of the bill all along, and then she had the honor, of course, of being the chief sponsor this go-around. So we want to recognize her with the Ohio Christian Alliance Life Award. And, of course, our keynote is Dave Barton, who the folks just heard from in your interview. And, of course, we're excited about that. David hasn't been back to the state of Ohio in a few years. So I'm actually in registering people for our banquet. A number of people have never heard him before, so they're in for a treat, as, of course, there's no one that has the kind of working knowledge that he has of our American founding and actually the personages of those fine Christian men that helped to found this American Republic. And so we're looking forward to him being with us for both the pastor's luncheon, which, by the way, if you're a pastor and you're listening and you have some staff that would like to join us, that's complimentary. That will be for pastors only and or their pastoral staff. You can phone our office at 330-887-1922 or just go to the website, ohioca.org, and click on the blue link at the top of the page. Pastors, click here to register for the luncheon. But the Freedom Banquet, of course, is our annual fundraiser. That's in the evening. There will be a reception and then a dinner at 7, and the cost for that is just $65, and folks can register for that online as well.
At ohioca.org, ohioca.org, to be, and I'm being absolutely honest, Chris, Dave Barton is extremely hard to book because he is so incredibly popular, and I commend you for getting him booked for this event. That's incredible. Hey, real quick, and we've only got about a couple minutes, bring us up to date on the D-Day Prayer Project, because Ohio Christian Alliance and Chris Long have spearheaded this effort to get the D-Day prayer at the World War II Memorial. Can you give us a quick recap of where you are in that progress?
Well, thank you, Bob. That's right. In our Spring Freedom Banquet, of course, we featured that just before the 75th anniversary. And on June 6th, we had a ceremony there in Washington with Senator Portman, members of the U.S. Park Service, for the placement of a temporary prayer plaque. And this is the prayer. It's a prayer plaque. It's temporary. It will only be there 4 months. So it's there right now at the Circle of Remembrance, the D-Day prayer. But that is basically a stepping stone, as we want to add the full and complete edition of the prayer in a very grand fashion, and that will be placed in the next 2 years. Now, we're raising the funds for it, and we're working on a national campaign. So there's going to be some information on our website, and folks can just Google or use your search engine, your chosen search engine. Just Google Ohio Christian Alliance, and you'll find us. We'll have information on there in the next coming days of a video, and you actually can see where the prayer is placed now. It will be there till the end of November. It was a special permit to put the prayer there in observance of the 75th anniversary and, of course, for the D-Day Prayer Project. Now we continue to raise the money with the U.S. Park Service. So we'll have an update here in the next month or so as to how we're progressing. We have a $500,000 goal between now and the end of the year for the prayers edition. Then the Circle of Remembrance will be a much larger project that the Friends are working on. That's probably about a $2 to $2.5 million addition of where the prayer will be placed. But our goal is to get the prayer added. That's what Congress stipulated in the bill that passed almost 8 years ago now. And that's what we want to get done, because it will expire. The legislation will expire in June of 2021. So that's what our goal is. And we're going to get some help from some folks across the nation, and folks have been giving, but we've got some ways to go yet. So about $450,000 more to raise between now and year's end. I will be giving an update to the folks at the Freedom Banquet as well on that.
Chris, thanks so much. You can register for the big Freedom Banquet this coming Friday night. Dave Barton is the keynote speaker at OhioCA.org. Looking forward to being with you again, Chris. God bless you.
Thank you, my friend. God bless.
All right, you as well. And again, that is OhioCA.org. After the bottom of the hour break, I don't have time to get into it right now. A recent study, the headline says, the religious right is driving liberals from Christianity. Yeah, really? Yeah, I want to read that research to you and then cross-reference that with a brand new story about the United Methodist Church. Yeah. I'll get to that immediately after the bottom of the hour break. By the way, I was talking about Joe Biden coming out for a nationwide conversion therapy ban, which stands in exact opposition to the latest scientific studies and resources. Well, guess what? CNN has announced that on October 10th, you ready for this? CNN, on October 10th, is going to host a 4.5-hour town hall meeting with the Democratic candidates for president, and the entire 4.5 hours will deal with LGBTQ. I am absolutely serious. Headline, CNN releases details on 4.5-hour LGBTQ town hall. CNN has announced the details surrounding next month's presidential town hall on LGBTQ issues. The town hall event will be held at the Novo Theater in Los Angeles on October 10th, which coincides with the 31st anniversary of National Coming Out Day. Each of the 9 candidates who are participating will be given 30 minutes to answer questions from the moderators and audience members. The event will go on for 4.5 hours. CNN has tapped 4 different network personalities, Dana Bash, Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, and Don Lemon, to interview the candidates. Can you imagine what such a tiny portion, the power and influence that such a tiny portion of our population has in America today? Talk about disproportionate influence. A 4.5-hour town meeting hosted by CNN with the Democratic presidential candidates discussing nothing but LGBTQ issues. Folks, we're in trouble. My goodness. All right, we'll be back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.